Blog Talk Radio.
Woke up in the club with a lot of girls. Hang around my neck like diamonds and pearls. Me and my crew, we gonna rock the house. Make your chick turn inside out. Wow, I just can't believe it. Tonight's gonna be lots of cheating. No, you can't say I wanna see you leaving. I thought I was bad, but then she beat it. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Hot, hot, hot.
Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, clap, clap. Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, 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 clap.
Come shake that ass just like a porn star. Just like a porn star. Champagne popping, models hopping, this is what we do. Got some cash in our pockets, we're not leaving till it's through. We get this motherfucker jumping, ja, 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 jumping. We get this motherfucker jumping.
Come show me what you got, damn. Come show me what you got, damn. Come show me what you got, hot, hot, hot.
Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, clap, clap. Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, 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 clap.
What's up, this is Ndaya Morrell, and you're tuned into Dollhouse Radio. And without further ado, it's time for the true front to back. Take it away, bitches.
Welcome to the truth front to back, where we give you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in the adult film industry. I am your host, Sexy Karen Fisher. Desiree DeLuca is off tonight, so I will be holding you sexy people down for the next 60 minutes. Tonight, we have two very sexy, dirty guests with us tonight. Boobalicious Alyssa Lynn will be with us at 11:40, and the Joanna Angel will be on at 12:10, so don't you dare miss it. So now we're going to get into some porn news. The first story tonight is my favorite story of the night. It's Josh Duber, Mr. Family Values himself. From 19 Kids and Counting. First, he was exposed for molesting his sisters when they were, you know, kids. And now, apparently, he was exposed as being a member of Ashley Madison, which, if you're not familiar with your site, it's like a site to cheat on your spouse. So he admitted that he was not just a hypocrite, but the biggest hypocrite ever. So I cannot disagree with that statement. What about you, Heaven? What do you think?
Oh, boy. Hello, everybody. I'm Heaven Hollywood, producer of Truth Front and Back. I'm filling in the whole tonight for Desiree, kind of, sort of. Like, I mean, can't replace Desiree. But, yeah, I'm looking at this story. Now, it's funny because this is the most I've paid attention to this dude because I do not watch that show. I know what it's about, you know, I've seen it before in passing, but I know he was, you know, isn't he like supposed to be like this churchy type?
Yeah, I believe they're, you know, a Mormon family, and they believe, obviously, they have been having a lot of kids, and family values, like, they're very, very big on family values, and he is also very, like, anti-gay rights, and, you know, yeah. So I guess it's okay,
rights,
like,
but I guess it's okay to, it's not okay to be gay, but I guess it's okay
to mess
with
kids. But
it
is okay to fill your sister up.
It's okay to fill your sister.
But you cannot be gay, exactly. So I guess those are what family values are. I don't know, in his eyes. So I thought that was an interesting story. And it does seem
very interesting.
I do have a theory that really sexually oppressed people, like, they're the ones who are, like, the biggest freaks. And this kind of proves my theory right.
Right. I mean, but he's not sexually oppressed. He's got 19 kids.
No, you know, he's not.
A lot of sex.
He's not the main, like, he's not the dad of the 19 kids. He's actually one of the sons. One of the sons, like, the adult son, he's now married.
Right. The dad is, like, John or something, right?
Yeah. I actually don't watch the show that much.
Oh.
But I do know that he is the son, like, the adult son. And, you know, them, for their family, their faith, which is, I'm not knocking people of faith, but I am knocking Josh Duggar. So their faith says you do not date, you do not, you know, no sex. I don't even know if they allow kissing, nothing until you're married. And then once you're married, it's just with that one person for the rest of your life. So that is what he really, you know, that's their foundation. That's what he preaches. And then here he is, filling his sisters up, cheating on his wife. And I guess, too, he admitted to being a pornography addict. So,
oh, there you go. That's right. Yeah, Ali, you got to appreciate him for that. Now, what
maybe
is that site he's going to?
It's Ashley. Why, are you going to go check it out later? It's just kidding.
You know it.
It's AshleyMadison.com. I guess it's like a big thing now where people who are married, like, you know, if you're married and you want to cheat on your spouse, you go to that site to find another person who is married that wants to cheat on their spouse, and you hook up. Like, that's kind of the foundation of that site. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice.
So it's kind of like consenting adults, consenting cheaters.
I'm not 100% sure, but I believe no single people are allowed. You have to be, like, a married person. I don't, looking for, like, a little fun on the side with somebody else who's married. So, and then I guess somebody hacked the system and got his information, and that's how this all kind of came out.
He was acting as though he's doing nothing wrong, then some hacker got a hold of him. Well, you know what? Good for him. Because, you know, I could just come out, if you're a scumbag, or if you're, just don't point the finger at other people.
I don't really judge. I do feel like you should probably be honest with your partner. But what really, like, makes me want to judge him is that pointing his finger at everybody else, telling them they're not right, when he's, like, really fucked up himself. That's what really, really, like, pisses me off about him. It's not just like he's doing it and then playing like holier than thou.
Totally agree. So what's up with Kylie Jenner? Kylie turned 18. Yeah, buddy.
She just turned 18. And I guess according to CMZ, the deals have been flooding in to do porn. So the first reported deal was Steve Hirsch from Vivid has offered her, I believe, $10,000 to do a 22-minute...
$10 million.
Yeah, according to TMZ, 22 minutes for 22-minute sex tape. And, they said it would make her...
Kylie, I don't know, Kylie. Yeah, they said that. They said they're going to make her famous. I heard she also got offered $5 million to do the cover of Playboy. That's the deal I would take. You want to do porn. You know, Kim's already done porn. You know, if they offered her, from what I hear, $5 million to do the cover, but she has to do it this month. They think it's something special about her doing it while she's 18. the same month she turned 18. Yeah. So
I heard that
you wants to offer her $5 million and the cover and a big 10 page spread inside. I would take that deal because people don't look at Playboy as porn anymore.
No, I don't consider it porn. In my opinion, and my view might be skewed, I consider it kind of artistic. I think Playboy is beautiful.
Right.
I think naked women are beautiful. And it's, you know, maybe a little sexual, but I, if I were her, I would definitely take the Playboy deal. I would not go for the Vivid deal just because, you know, she's already famous, and I don't see her getting anything good. Like, I just don't see anything good coming out of her making a porn video, besides her getting $10 million. But I have a feeling she's not hurting for money. So, yeah.
Right. Well, I've seen... Guest was on, and then she just went off. Hold on. One second. I had my guest on. And then she just went off. Hold on. So, but yeah, I said, okay, the $10 million... It's a lot of money, and yeah, it'll make more than Kim, you know, but she's not going to be a bigger star than Kim. That's our guess is here. She's speaking of big stars. Our first guest is here, Karen.
Oh, yay. Hello.
Okay,
it's Alyssa Lynn. Hi, guys. How are you?
Great.
Hello,
how are
Alyssa?
You tonight?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Awesome. So we're very excited to have you on tonight on the Truth Front to Back. I'm Karen Fisher, your host for the evening. My first question for you is, how do you get into the porn industry?
It was kind of just a random, an ex of mine was like, you should just get into porn. You got the tits and you got no kids. And it was just like, what do I got to lose? I've been dancing for years. And he was like, you suck dick like a porn star. So I basically was like, all right, screw it. And one thing led to another. And I made some calls. And then that's just how I got started. I was like, it's not a bad idea. I might as well try. You live once.
That's true. Very true. That's funny. I don't know if you remember, but I think this was when you very first got into the business and you were with OC Modeling. We signed next to each other at the OC Modeling booth at the AVN a few years ago. So.
Oh, I remember. I didn't think you would remember me, but I definitely remember you.
I could not forget those boobs. They would never be forgotten by me. Yeah.
Well, they were actually, it was funny because I think I got surgery that was like 2 weeks prior, so I was hurting. That was it. But yeah, that was fun. I was like, that was, and I think, that night at the Avian Awards, I was sitting with you guys. That was fun.
Yeah, it was a fun Avian. And what a trooper you are for going to the Avian right after having a boob job. Because
I know. It was tough because, like, you know, you're standing at your feet, you're signing. The signings were a little harsh, but, you know, I got through it. They were so swollen by the end of the day.
Oh, for sure.
But it was worth it. It was worth it.
Awesome. Yeah, they look great. They look fantastic.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. So now that you've been in the business a few years, have you done interracial yet?
I haven't, and it's on my to do list ASAP. So, I'm trying to get that started.
Yeah, trying to get the ball
rolling. Hopefully, hopefully very soon. Hopefully very soon. I know a lot of people have been asking. So,
I know for a while there was kind of a stigma attached to doing interracial, with people saying it would hurt your career. What do you feel about? How do you feel about that?
I think that's bullcrap. I don't believe that. At first coming in the industry, people tell you that. So I'm not saying I was naive and I actually believe them, but you kind of were like, is that true? You know, but now, no.
I think it is. I don't think it's good. I would tell any new girl, hold out. Start off doing the minimum and slowly do more and more. Don't come new and be doing like every single thing under the sun.
Yeah, but do anal on your first week or something like that, you know.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's not good. But
yeah, but
I don't think the stigma attached to doing interracial, I don't think that exists anymore. And if it does exist, it's kind of bullshit because,
yeah,
you know, we're all human, so whatever.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you.
So I have another question. This is like a little bit of a touchier area. Does your family know that you do porn?
Okay. Well, my parents do. They're in denial because I don't really know. I mean, I'm 35 years old. I mean, I'm okay with telling you guys how old I am. I'm 35 years old. So, but my sisters know, but they don't ask, don't tell. They don't say anything to me. You know, and my sister's husband, like, they know, but they never bring it up to me because they live across the country. So.
So you never just came out and told them, or did they just kind of find out, or did you tell them, or how did that?
My brother-in-law found out and he texted me, and it was probably the most horrifying text I think I ever got. So I don't know how, you know, obviously maybe just came across me or something, but not really, you know. And it was going to happen sooner or later, you know, but I'm a grown woman. I'm okay with what I do. I love what I do. If I didn't love it, I wouldn't be out here. I wouldn't have moved to L.A., you know.
So your brother-in-law was checking you out.
Yeah, I know. Right? I was like, okay, that was like the most awkward text I think I ever got from my brother-in-law.
Yeah, that is a bit awkward. I just finished jerking off to one of your movies, by the way. Yeah, that's a little.
And I like, think, were you just awkward, like watching my porn? Is that what that was? Like, I don't think you realized that it kind of sounded bad, you know. But okay.
Karen, you have a call. You guys have a call. 248, Eric.
Okay. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi. She said hi, but maybe she got scared.
We scared her away.
What?
You scared her away.
Maybe I did.
Oh, intimidating Alyssa Lynn.
Your voice is very sexy. I don't think you could scare anybody away.
Yeah, you actually do have a good voice. I've never told you that, but you do have a very good voice.
Really? It's funny because when you try to like watch, you know, I hear my voice and I'm like, oh my God, you know.
Yeah, he has a very sexy voice. So our caller disappeared. Maybe he'll call back. Don't be nervous,
okay.
Caller. Still listening. Call back. We'd love to.
Don't be nervous. Yeah. Don't be scared.
We don't bite unless
People get nervous with adult film stars.
Oh, yeah. We don't bite, though, unless you want us to. So we're good.
Yeah, no. So call back if you can. I did want to ask you, what is the worst thing that's happened to you since you've been in the porn industry?
The worst in what way? Like, I'm trying, like, I can't really think of. I mean, I'm grateful that there hasn't been anything that hasn't. I'm trying to think. The worst thing.
I kind of done the same way. I've never had anything super bad. Like, I've had people be late or something like that. And that's annoying, but never anything like horrible. Just, you know, like, come on, guys. Show up on time. But that would be my main complaint. But so you've never had any really bad experiences?
No. I mean, I honestly, to this day, I can't think of one. And and that's a good thing. So, you know, there's always some drama somewhere, you know what I mean? But no, nothing that I would be like, oh my God, I'm never going to work with that person again or, you know, stuff like that. I mean, you know, I'm older, you know, and it's just, I came into business knowing what I was getting myself into. The bad and the good, you know?
It is good. I think it is better to enter when you're older in a lot of ways, just because you know what you want to do, what you don't want to do. Your mind is clearer anyways.
Yeah, I mean, if I came into it at the age of 18, oh, dear Lord, I don't even know.
That's exactly what I think. Yeah, because you're still a kid. in so many ways. At least I was.
Yeah. I mean, it was, like, until, like, I mean, like, late 20s that I really started, like, getting to know my body and just understanding everything. You know, just 18, I would have, oh, God, I would have gotten in so much trouble. I don't know. Oh, God.
That's funny. So, what are your latest projects?
What's this?
What are your latest projects?
My latest projects, I always have my website, it's alyssalynn.com. That's always up, there's always updates to that. I'm trying to think. I hopefully we'll start feature dancing soon. I did a couple recently, so that's just another project that I would love to get. Apparently girls either love or hate feature dancing. But I've been dancing my whole life, so it's just, I'm really looking forward to get started getting back into dancing again. I do dance at a local club, in the area every now and then.
Do you live in LA now?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Okay.
It was so much easier to do it, to move to LA instead of that traveling.
Definitely.
And also, I kind of wanted to, didn't want my parents to find out, even though I'm older, but hey.
No, I know what you mean. Honestly, I'm older than you. I'll be 39 next month. And I've never told my mom, and I'm sure she knows something, but it's like a don't ask, don't tell.
It's only, exactly. Yeah.
There's just certain things I don't want to discuss with my mom, It's weird.
Yeah.
I tell you, you girls are good. Okay. How long have you been in the business? And you, I think she knows something. I'm telling you, man, you girls need to work for like the CIA or something. Forget, I'm telling you, after adult industry, you girls should think about looking into like the CIA, Secret Service, because you can definitely keep a secret. If they don't know for a fact after all this time, you girls are good.
I think, I'm pretty sure my mom knows something, but it's like, and she's a woman, too. Not that women don't watch porn, but women don't watch porn as near as much as men do. So I think it's easier to keep a secret from, your mom than it would be maybe from, your dad or your uncle or your brother or something like that. And I'm an only child, so I don't have any brothers, and, I just have my mom. And my grandmother. So, anyways, it's all women, pretty much, except for my one cousin. So, I think that's why. And I'm sure they know something, but we just don't discuss it because it's
right.
It's a weird thing.
It's not something you want to bring up at the dinner table.
Exactly.
That'd be interesting.
Oh, by the way.
Oh my goodness. So, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Kim.
Oh, I was just curious. Who books you for feature dancing?
What's this?
Who books you for feature dancing?
Going through a Dave Bayless.
Oh, okay, very cool.
Yeah. So, I did a couple prior. I forget what club it was. It was just out of a wing. And dancing is just something I've done since I was 21. I've even done it professional dancing when I was younger. So, I don't know. I love getting on that stage and performing. It's something different,
Definitely.
Like, it's good travel. It's just, I like putting on shows. What can I say?
Yeah. Well, that sounds like it's right up your alley then, because.
Yeah.
And you like to strip. You definitely would do well as a feature. I
hope so. So we'll see. I hope so. But I'm trying to think what other upcoming projects. Well, tomorrow I have a live show on, my website, so that should be fun.
Okay.
So that's with Theodore Fox tomorrow.
Right on. Yeah. So a free show on Alyssa Lynn, xxx.com. Is that your website?
AlyssaLynn.com is my website. And then... So, and that's when you sign up with my website, you get a live show every month. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. I think that the members like that. It's a way for them to interact with you. I do the same thing on my site. So definitely, if you ever want to shoot content, let me know, because I have okay. I've had my own website for 14 years, so I'm always and my members like big boobs, and you have beautiful big breasts, and you're a beautiful woman.
Yeah. So thank you. So are you. Well, I would love to. That is a deal. Definitely.
Okay. Cool.
Well,
we will have
to see.
He's like all quiet. He's just all quiet.
Sign me up to watch. I try to just sit back and listen to ladies talk. You know, it's not this much.
Yeah.
You know, sit back and enjoy the female voices. I'm really quick. Before you go, I wanted to ask this question as well. What would you say would be your goal in the adult industry?
What's my goal?
What is the end goal of being an adult film? Adult industry,
That's a tough question. You know, I just want to be able, you know, before I, and not say like when I leave, but like I just want to be able to do everything that I was happy with, you know, and right. I don't want to, and then my main concern, like everybody was like, you know, you realize everything's going to be, once it's out there, it's out there for good. I'm like, yeah. You know, as of right now, I don't regret anything that I've done.
Right.
And I want to leave the industry being happy with everything that I've done and always put 110% in every scene. Because I do, I enjoy the work. I love it. You know, and once that changes, I mean, it's not really, I don't really have a goal. I just, the moment where maybe I just don't want to, I have that, like, I don't want to do it anymore, then it's like, you need to stop. I don't know if that makes sense.
I like that.
Hello?
Okay.
That was your applause.
Where
well,
was
thank
that?
You so much. That was my applause. Okay, that was like the quick bootleg applause.
Yeah.
So that was a quick bootleg applause. That's why I don't like using that one, because people are like, "What is that?" Like, you know, the first one.
They're like, "What's going on?"
Let me find my other. Here we go. Let's give that woman. Let's try this one. Let's try this one.
Okay.
Let's give that woman applause.
There you go.
Oh
my goodness.
Studio, and the studio audience and so on. let everybody know where they can find you.
What's that? Where you can find me? You can find me. My Twitter is Alyssa Lynn, or I'm sorry, at Alyssa Lynn XXX. My website's AlyssaLynn.com. My IG is Miss_Alyssa_Lynn. You can also add an email address, AlyssaLynn69XXX@yahoo.com.
Yay. All right. Yeah, well, thank you so much for
doing all that for you. Yeah, thank you so much. It was a pleasure speaking all with right. you guys.
Yeah, it was awesome. Have a great night.
And you too.
And don't discuss
it at dinner, Alyssa.
I will. Did dinner. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
She's hot. She is a hot one.
Yeah.
Looking at her pics. She's hot.
She is hot. She has like a hot body. And, you know, I didn't really get to know her that well, but she seemed really cool. I really liked her when we signed together. Yeah, I am an Alyssa Lynn fan, so I'm glad she could be on the show.
Love it. 12:10, we have the one and only Joanna Angel coming through. We're going to probably do a host. We're going to probably do some break. Probably do some break into some announcements. And to come back, I want to ask you about relationships in being in the porn industry. I'm going to ask you about some relationships and some do's and don'ts. So get your, start thinking. Give them some good advice, because there's a lot of people out there that, you know, porn stars that are out there that, you know, don't really want to make a wrong decision. A lot of them are scared to date, I hear, because, you know, they don't want to, you know, date someone that ends up being, you know, too controlling or something like that. So we're going to go into do's or don'ts. With your host, Karen Fisher. So this is Truth Putting Back on Dollhouse Radio. We'll be right back with Joanna Angel at 12:10, Dollhouse.
You are tuned in to Dalhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out all about the Dalhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dalhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dalhouse Radio website or the Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. We are home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, if you're interested in getting your music in rotation on Dalhouse Radio, email your submissions to dalhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promo photo, and your music in MP3 format, or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dalhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at briandalhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Audrey Joelle, Takara Hamilton, Spliff Star, Griffith the One, Lone Star J, Feta, and Heroin. Keep up with everything Dalhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dalhouse_radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Yeah. What these bitches want from a nigga? What these bitches want from a nigga? What these bitches want from a nigga?
Dog, I meet bitches, discreet bitches, street bitches, slag, cocoa puff, sweet bitches, what? Make you wanna eat bitches, but not me. Yeah, niggas eat off the plate all you want, but not D. I fuck with these hoes from a distance. The instant they start to catch feelings, I start to steal in they shit, then I'm out just like a thief in the night. I sink my teeth in the bite. You think of life, I'm thinking more like, what's up tonight? Come on, ma, you know I got a wife. And even though that pussy pat, I'm not gonna jeopardize my life. Right? So what is it you want from a nigga? What? I gave you, you gave me. Bitch, I blazed you, you blazed me. Nothing more, nothing less. But you at my door, willing to confess that it's the best you ever tested. Right. Better than all the rest, I'm like, alright, girlfriend, hold up. I gave you what you gave me, boo. Enough, bro.
What you want from a nigga? What you bitches want from a nigga?
All right, we are back on the Truth Front to Back. I'm your host, Karen Fisher, and yeah. I believe we were going to get in. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, just making
sure. I'm Heaven Hollywood, by the way, if anyone cares.
Yeah, this is my co-host for the evening because Desiree DeLuca was not available tonight, so he is filling in. Holding it down. Yeah, we were gonna
trying my best to fill in.
You are doing a very good job.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you are very welcome.
We want to get into that do's and don'ts of dating a porn star. Now, for the people out there, and it's one of the questions that I want you to ask Joanna. She comes on Joanna Angel, everybody at 12:10. Is okay, you've been in relationships, of course, since you've been doing porn, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, have you been in relationships with porn stars?
I dated one, and I'm not going to say who it is. There was one male porn star.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? There was two. There was one when I had just had my site, and he was a director, so I dated him, and then you know, a few years ago, there was another porn star that I had a thing with. Yeah.
Aha. Mm. Uh-huh. So, do you believe that it is best to, if you're in porn, do you think it's best to date someone else that's in porn? Or do you think that you can make it work with someone out of porn? Because my whole thing is, I really think I think you have to have a really amazing individual to deal with, because I don't understand, and I tell my lady this all the time. I ask her this all the time. I sometimes I just pull her over as she's walking through, you know, my many mansion. I just stop and say, are you crazy? Like, how do you deal with someone like me? She amazes me. I'm like, how do you deal with someone like me? So it takes an amazing person, I think, to deal with someone that's in that industry, because most of the time they're going to most of them say, oh yeah, I could deal with it. And once the coolness of dating a porn star that everyone wants rubs off, once that wears off, then they become controlling, they become possessive, they become jealous, and it seems like it always happens. So do you think it's best for them to, for you to, someone in porn to date someone in porn? Or do you think it could work, someone that is not in porn?
Okay, so I do think it is possible for it to work with a non-porn star, but it is very difficult, and it does take a very extremely strong, insecure individual, because most people cannot handle the person that they love being in other people. Like, they just can't deal with it, which is fine. I mean, I totally get it. Me having been in this business for such a long time, I think of sex and love and all of that totally different than a normal person does. So I think it can work with somebody outside the industry, but it is really, really hard. And for me, I either had to, like, it was probably 10 years ago, I was married, and I had to just get out of the business for a while, because that was the only way to keep the relationship going, basically. Right. And my last really serious boyfriend was probably like 5 years ago, and it was so fucking stressful, because he was not in the business. He was a regular guy. He couldn't handle it. And so, we're still good friends, but he was not,
right.
You know, he's not that a super secure guy. You know, he's very good looking, he had a lot of good things going on, but he was not a secure guy. So, but on the other hand, you know, I was like having sex with other people, and he could go and watch the videos, and really liked it. And, you know,
hello, I did. We'll get back to this in a minute.
You can't be like, hell yeah, I did.
I know. Oh, it just worked, honey. It just worked. Meanwhile, you're like coming all over the place. 248 area code. You're on Truth Front and Back with Karen Fisher.
Oh, hey.
Hi, it's Detroit. Gentlemen, how are you doing, Karen?
I'm great. How are you? I'm glad you called.
Thank you. Yes. This is my first time calling. I just had a quick question for you. I was wondering, like, what's the, like, awkwardest moment you've had, like, with a fan? Because I know those guys can be pretty nuts.
The awkwardest
moment? Back to very, very recently.
It was actually very recently, now that you bring it up. No, this was like last month. I flew into Portland. That's my hometown, for my high school reunion. And on my Twitter, I had said something about like my flight to Portland. And so this person took it upon themselves to look at my flight, and not look at my flight, but look at all the flights between Reno, that's where I was coming from, and Portland, and come at the airport and wait for me with a folder full of 8x10s for me to sign. That was the most awkward moment ever.
Oh my God, that's scary. Like, that's very scary.
Because, you know, he just came up to me. He's like, hi, Karen. And my real name is not Karen. So I was like, okay. And then he's like, can you sign these for? I just thought he was like somebody who happened to be there. And he's like, can you sign these for me? And I'm like, okay, sure. And then I'm like, wait a minute. Do you just travel with, like, photos of me at all times? And he's like, no, I saw you were coming on Twitter, so I came to the airport. I was nice to him, but I was really pissed. Like, that bothered me a lot.
Oh my, I couldn't handle it. I'd either be strapped all the time, or I'd have security. Like, that freaks me out.
He said he's going to be strapped, ready to shoot somebody.
Dude, that's scary. Like, privacy is important. Like, that's scary, bro.
I'm telling you, man. I told her a couple of weeks ago. A few weeks ago. It's funny. It's like I jinxed her. It's like that. She goes, no, I don't have to worry. Nothing, stuff like that don't happen to me. And then like a week later, she has some stalker waiting for her.
Yeah, I never had anything like that happen until then. And I was like, honestly, he was totally harmless, I'm pretty sure. But it was just the fact, like, I felt like my privacy had been invaded. And like, you know, what if I was traveling, like, with a family member or friends who didn't know, and you know, you have naked fucking photos of me at the airport and there's little kids running. It just feels like so wrong. I'm like, what is wrong with you, dude? Anyway, so that was my most awkward moment.
Thanks for the phone call, man. I had to get him on because he tweeted that he had a question for you. But the lady with all the awards is here. the lady that you might as well not even show up at the award show is here. Your guest is on, Karen.
Joanna Angel, hello there.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
I am wonderful. So for those of you who don't know Joanna Angel, she has won AVN Awards for the last 5 years. She's won AVN Best Website the last 3 years and has also directed over 90 films. And she is born in Brooklyn, baby. So we are so happy to have you on the show tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I know you're really busy, and you want to, so let's get these questions out.
Yeah, ask whatever you want.
Yeah, with all the competition you have coming into porn every single day, how do you stay on top? How do you manage to stay on top?
Am I on top? You know, I think... You know, I definitely know there has been times. I mean, there's a lot of new girls that come in, and, you know, there was a while where I was, like, the only, you know, like, tattooed girl. Now there's, like, lots of tattooed girls, and, you know, things have become different. I mean, I just do my own thing, you know, and I stay humble, and I do things that I want to do. I try to stay motivated, and I stay creative, and I think the key is, I mean, not to, you know, not to worry, like, you can't be one of those girls that gets catty and, like, angry when good things happen to other people that might be competition in this industry. You have to be happy for other people, and you got to just keep moving on and do your own thing. You know, you got to be realistic about what's happening, and you can't, you know, kind of let your ego make you crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You have to know you can't ever be the only person that people jerk off to, you know, and there's always going to be somebody that makes more money than you. There's always going to be someone that's more popular than you. And then there's always going to be someone who's less popular than you. And you have to stay just humble and focused, and you just have to kind of worry about doing your own thing and don't worry about what other people are doing. You know what I mean?
And absolutely. That's a great.
And I set very realistic goals for myself, and then I reach them, and then I set another one. You know, I know what I'm capable of, and I know I'm also realistic about things that I know might never happen, you know. So I try to, like, live in the realm of reality, and I'm like, all right, you know what, like, I want to accomplish this, and I get there, and then I'm like, okay, I'm going to accomplish this, and then I get there, and then, you know.
So what would you say to date is your biggest accomplishment in porn in your mind?
I don't know. I don't know what my biggest accomplishments are. I don't know. I guess, I mean, in the past month, it's been pretty crazy. I got a lot of media exposure, probably more than I ever did in my career. You know, I made this movie. It's not even out yet. It's, you know, it's called Ronda Arouse Me. It's like a, you know, a kind of like a parody story of Ronda Rousey, the fighter. And TMZ picked it up. And once TMZ picked it up, it's been everywhere. It's been in the New York Post. It's been, you know, it's been all over the place. I never really had a movie that that hit like that, like where it's become like like world news. So
yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Rhonda,
I mean,
aroused
really sure
me.
To,
I love it.
Yeah, Rhonda aroused me. Yeah, it's
that's
it's
very
out soon. I'm trying to rush and edit it as fast as I can. This is the fastest I've ever turned around a movie, and I wasn't planning on it. I was like, I don't know. Anyway, so that's been pretty exciting. I don't really know how to turn all that exposure into money, but but it's been pretty cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, and also this, you know, this year in January, next year, January 2016, I'm the host of the AVN Awards, and I will say when I got asked to do that, I really felt like
nice.
Like I really it's that's been like a goal of mine, and it's now I have to actually do it and be good at it. That's the next step. The first step was actually getting there in the first place, but now I actually have to do it and do a good job. But I really, it was, when I got asked, like, I started crying. It was really one of those, you know, like just, you know, I really started from nothing, you know, and I've been to the AVN Awards, like, as a fan. I remember, like, not even being able to get a pass, you know, my first year in the industry. They were like, oh, I don't know if you can go. Like, you only did, like, two movies or, you know, it's not going to be really hard. You know, like, and not even knowing if I can even, like, get in. And I remember I got, like, a pass because somebody that worked somewhere didn't want to go, and they gave it to me, and I was, like, all the way in the back. And I was like, wow, like, AVN Awards, this is so crazy. You know, to think that one day I was going to be the host of the show. I mean, it's, you know, I appreciate every moment of it. I don't take it for granted, and I feel very lucky.
Well, that's awesome. Good for you, girl.
Yeah, now I have to not fuck it up.
No, I'm sure you won't. I have faith in you, Joanna Angel. So you've been in the business for a while. So do you have a favorite, any favorite males or females to work with?
I mean, I guess my favorite is my boyfriend. I don't know if that's cheating.
No.
His name is Small Hands. He's a pretty popular newer male performer that I took and brought into the industry and corrupted him and ruined his life. So it's been pretty cool. I mean, I love working with him, and it's been really cool. You know, I put him in scenes, you know, for my movies with other girls, and I'm like, as I watch him, like, you know, every scene he does, I'm like, wow, he's getting, like, so good. I'm so proud of him. So, he's getting really good.
Oh, man, that's a, like, a perfect segment. New time in Hollywood, Reduce of Shoot from the Back. Thank you for joining us, Joanna. That's, like, a perfect segue to our topic of tonight, and that is relationships and porn and the do's and don'ts of any relationship. And I asked Karen right before you came on, do you think that it is better to be with someone who is in the industry? And do you think that if you're dating someone that is not involved in the adult industry in any way, do you give that a chance to work? Because I've seen it a lot. I've seen it a lot.
I mean,
and
the worst relationship I ever had in my life was, you know, another guy I met in porn, and that was horrible. And I swore to myself I was never going to do that again. It was awful. I mean, it was the worst thing ever, and it lasted for, like, 6 years. So, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
When we broke up, I felt like I was breaking up with everybody else in porn at the same time. And do you know how weird it is to, like, I don't know. You know, it's, like, weird. It's like you break up with someone, and all your friends are, like, going to work and having sex with them, and it's just, like, something that, you know, people, normal people, like, civilians just don't have to deal with that, you know? I was, like, and, you know, you can't be angry at anyone. Like, you can't be angry at, you don't expect your friends to, like, not show up to work and do what they need to do. But, that, you know, I was just like, I am not doing this again. So after that happened, I was like, I'm not doing this again. And I did date, you know, I wound up dating a civilian, but I got him into porn. But I didn't plan on doing that. I mean, we were together for a while before that even became an option. I tried to kind of keep the two separate, but it's impossible for me to keep, you know, my life separate. Like, I direct, I produce, like, my company and my business is, like, my whole life. Like, it's impossible for me to really separate from that. So, you know, he just, you know, kind of, I just kind of brought him in, and he has, like, a really nice penis. So it was, like, a shame to not exploit it. But I you know, I don't know. Relationships are tough. They're tough. They're tough to have when you're in porn. But I you know, I really think for anyone, if you're new, just stay single for like a couple years.
Right.
I think that's really the smartest thing to do. You know, when you're new, you need to really focus on your job, and it's really hard to, like, you know, like by the time I met my partner, I already kind of had my thing, you know, like I already had, like,
right.
I knew what to do in a scene, you know, like I knew what to do. I had my like go-to place in my head that I went to in a scene, but it takes a while to like figure that out as a performer, you know, and I don't think that you should learn how to do that when you like have someone you're like thinking about at home. And even if you have a partner that's totally on board and totally cool about it, it's just like, I think that's a, it's like kind of healthier to learn about how you interact with a stranger you're going to get paid to fuck for the day without, with,
right.
You know, and it's, you know, I don't know. You're going to change
totally,
a lot when you
totally
enter the industry. So I really think what's smartest for new people, you know, just be single. And then if you're a new girl and you meet another guy in porn and then you start dating, like, you know, it's not going to last forever. And then eventually you're going to get in some industry drama. And that's not good. You got to, like, work with these people. You know?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You're going to get
laid
real
quickly.
You don't have to worry about having a partner. Just for the first couple of
years.
Yeah, exactly. Then you can have one.
Exactly.
Then you
wait.
Can earn your boyfriend.
Well, tell him.
Just wait a little.
Right. Really quickly, we have a call.
Like that. Okay.
We have a call in 352. I believe this is Joseph Tanner.
Yes, it is, Miss There Heaven Hollywood. Thanks for my call.
Bro.
And hey there, Karen. I just wanted to wish you good congratulations on holding it down while Desiree's out and about. Tonight.
Well, there's a what? Desiree, our host, is out, so he's thanking me for holding it down. Thank you very much, Joe.
Oh, okay.
Also, what's your favorite sex to have? Threesomes or?
He's asking Joanna.
So
this question's for Joanna.
Okay, that's right. For me?
Yeah, he's asking Joanna.
A threesome.
Karen, I'm sure you can answer it too.
I think he already asked me that. I'll give her a chance to think. My favorite, I like it all, but, well, almost all, but
what was optional
on the guy?
I do think threesomes are a lot of fun. They're good. I have a lot of them. I do like them. But, you know,
Joanna's your favorite threesome. Joanna's your favorite threesome. With two females or with two males or with one each?
I think two females and one male.
Yeah,
you know.
Same. There's something hot about banging a guy with your girlfriend, right?
There is. It's fun. It's like a team effort. It's like a party.
Party in your pants. Exactly.
Yeah.
Party in your pants. Thank you, Joseph. I don't know what Joseph is usually much more fluent than I. Maybe you got Joanna Angel.
Yeah, he sounds a little tired.
I could see him getting
nervous.
He's usually fluent. Like I said, you get you on the phone, you know, you could get a little nervous.
I guess he got nervous.
You intimidated him, Joanna.
What?
An intimidating woman. I said you intimidated him.
Oh,
he was overwhelmed by you. No, that's okay.
Oh.
It happened.
Well, I hope I answered his question.
Yeah, you did. He
absolutely
calls in a lot. He's a
okay
regular caller.
He's a regular. Okay.
Yeah, he's a regular.
So
what else do we have here?
I was going to say... we're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you, with your fan base and popularity, do you see yourself possibly doing mainstream after you're done with porn?
At what? There's I'm going to be done?
No. Sorry.
What?
I don't know.
With your popularity and fan base, do you see yourself possibly doing mainstream after you're done with porn, or even while you're doing porn?
I've done a couple things here and there. I mean, look, no one ever turns down being in a mainstream movie. I'm not going to change my life around to wait for that kind of offer. And I don't know if it'll ever happen, and I don't see it happening, you know, but I had a small role in a TV show on Adult Swim, and that was really fun. I would totally do that again if they ever wanted me to. I've been in a couple horror movies and music videos, shit like that. I'm totally open to doing anything, you know. I like to be on camera. I like exploring this, you know, persona that I've invented. But I don't, you know, I don't know how to be a mainstream movie star. I have no idea how to do it. And I'm 34 years old. I'm almost 35. I'm not going to, you know, stop what I'm doing and go to a bunch of auditions in Hollywood and wait for my lucky break after I've been getting fucked on camera for 12 years. I'm just not, you know, okay. I mean, if it happens, that's cool. If it came to me, I'm not going to turn it down, but I don't see that.
Okay. Here's a perfect segue, because this is the question I wanted to ask you before we let you go, and I appreciate you taking time out to spend with us. And here's the question I want to ask you. We play this game sometimes on the show.
Okay.
So it's good that you said that, because that segued perfect to what I call telephone. So now,
okay.
I call you on the telephone, okay? I'm Dick Imbersole. Dick Imbersole is the NBC vice president. He's the vice president of NBC. Okay.
Okay.
So I am calling you on the telephone. Now, only you know, no one's in your pocket. So only you know, what's in your pockets. Okay. So Dick Imbersole is calling you right now. Ring. Pick up the phone, Joanna.
Okay. Hello.
Hello. Is this Joanna Angel?
Yeah, it is.
How are you, Joanna? I'm Dick Imbersole. I am the vice president of NBC, just in case you didn't know.
Oh, cool. Thanks for calling me. What's going on?
How are you? Okay, I was checking you out, and, I went over a couple of your clips and some of your films. I really enjoy watching your adult films, but I kind of see something in you that, you know, maybe someone else doesn't see. I like the look that you've ever called for on camera. I also see you had some directing skills. Well, let me just cut right to the chase, Joanna. I have a contract right now in my hand. This contract is for $200,000 a year for the next 5 years.
And
you are going to be on NBC. But there is one small catch. You have to quit porn. So $200,000 a year for the next 4 years.
Well, what am I doing on NBC?
I'll figure that out later.
Am I on 30 Rock?
Are they
starting 30 Rock over again?
And where is this going?
Star of it?
We have some shows coming on. We have some sitcoms. We have some dramas. The bottom line is, I will make sure I fit you in that slot. But you have to give up porn today. And I have the contract in my hand. I'll send it to your people. You sign it, and let's get.
Well, can I keep my website up? There just won't be any new videos on there.
So what are you trying to say? My $200,000 is not enough?
No, I'm not saying that.
I'm saying I've been working on my website for the past 12 years, and I just want to keep it up so all the people who are looking at it can keep looking at it.
What I'm trying to say to you, okay. This is my final offer.
Okay.
I will take away the
this
two
is a little weird.
And replace it with
awkward.
A four. $400,000 for the next 4 years.
As long as I can keep my website up, and I don't have to take no it
website.
Down. And well, then no, I can't do that. Sorry.
There you go. Hey. That there is a woman right there that cares about her fans.
Yeah. No, I do.
Very cool.
Very much.
Wow.
Yeah, that's very cool. Thank you, Joanna, for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Time. Yeah, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. Tell people where they can find out more about you and your social media.
Just go to burningangel.com. You can follow me on Instagram or Twitter at joannaangel.com or Joanna Angel. I'm easy to find. Okay.
Thank you,
darling. Well, have a great night. Thanks for being on the show. And
cool. Thank you guys so much. You guys have a
I'll go
night.
Back to the bank. I'll go back to the bank and get some more money.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
No
thank you. Oh, my
bye.
Gosh, Heaven, you are crazy. Thank you. Bye. I don't know what to say.
Oh, that was fun.
But I see where you were going. But, yeah, I see what you were trying to get at. It was very creative. Good job, Heaven. So
yeah, I do that sometime on my show. Everyone has a price is the name of the show. But she, the 400,000. So pretty much, I get into people's pockets without actually asking them. So she must be making more than $400,000 a year, because if she said she's not gonna do it, and I offered her 400 grand for the next 4 years, that's $1.6 million. So obviously, Miss Angel is making some dough.
Who know? I mean, who knows? Yeah, if she is, fucking good for her. That's awesome. But yeah, good for her. She was cool.
Great
I
show.
Like her. Great
yes,
show.
Yes,
it was fun. Cool. Thank you for being my co-host for tonight, Heaven.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. So I am Karen Fisher. You can follow me on Twitter at @sexykarenfisher. And also be sure to check out my website. It has 14 years. KarenXXX.com. Yeah, check it out. Yeah, and this is me signing out. Thanks for tuning in, guys. The Truth Front to Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Yeah, next week.
Yo. Dr. G, what up?
Dr. G, what up?
NC to the UK.
All day.
92.